Let's take a look at some Saturday wrestling action. Plenty of high school wrestling around the region on Saturday. At the ADM tournament, the Atlantic wrestling team, Atlantic Cam, was the team champion as they won the Tiger Invitational Saturday with 189 points, and that was 16.5 points better than ADM, who was the runner-up. Red Oak also in that meet placed eighth. Atlantic had four individual champs in that meet. At 106 pounds, Cole Hansen won the title. Carter Cox, the champ at 113. Chase McLaren took the title at 120. And Zach Stork was the winner at 182 pounds. Atlantic also had a couple of runner-up finishes and two third-place finishes in that meet on Saturday. Also at the Ron Scott duels at Mount Air, Shenandoah ended up 8-0 on the day, and they were the team champions. Runner-up was Harlan at 7-1. Riverside went 5-3 in that Saturday meet. Also in some other wrestling tournaments over the weekend at the Nebraska City Duels, Clarinda placed fourth. Glenwood was fifth in a 37-team tournament in Nebraska. Also, Kemper Catholic ended up hosting a tournament on Saturday. Missouri Valley won all of its five duels to win that dual tournament Saturday. Kemper Catholic placing third. Audubon was sixth overall in that meet. Also at the West Des Moines Valley Duels Tournament, Lewis Central had a third-place finish. They went 2-2 on the day. At the Centerville Tournament, it was Creston winning the championship with 216 points. That was better than Ottumwa, who was the runner-up with 161.5 points. The Panthers had four champions individually on the day. Griswold hosting a dual tournament on Saturday as well, and it was Trainer winning all five of their matches to capture first place. Southwest Valley went 4-1. East Mills, Exira EHK, Griswold, and Tri-Center were the rest of that field on Saturday. Also at the Lamars tournament on Saturday, Sibley O'Cheaton was the individual, team champion, AHSTW, placing second in that meet on Saturday with 196 points. And they also had two champs, Gabe Pauly at 152 and Eric Jorgensen at 195, winning titles for the Vikings. They also had three others take second place and a couple of third place finishes. And at the Perry tournament, Logan Magnolia placing seventh overall with 113 points. Sergeant Bluff Luton was the individual, team champion in that Saturday wrestling meet. Also, let's look back to Saturday's high school basketball action locally in girls' hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Shenandoah defeating Audubon 54-48. Trainer, a winner over Clarinda, 55-18. Harlan beating Glenwood, 53-35. And Denison over Otobolt Arthur BCIG by a 55-29 final. In the Rolling Valley Conference Saturday, Exira EHK, a 46-34 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Arweva beat Woodbine, 46-38. Boyer Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard, 58-32. In the Pride of Iowa Conference Saturday, Panorama topping Nottoway Valley, 37-32. Also in Saturday high school boys basketball action in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah beating Audubon 65-50. Trainer beat Clarinda 80-50. It was Glenwood, a 57-55 winner over Harlan on Saturday. And also Denison beating Otobolt Arthur BCIG by a 65-62 final score. In boys' Rolling Valley Conference play on Saturday, Exira EHK beat Glidden-Ralston 55-48. Arweva downing Woodbine 67-35. Boyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard 51-41. Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Panorama over Nottoway Valley 88-73 in boys' hoops on Saturday. In men's college basketball yesterday, the 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes started the game fast with an 11-0 run and then finished strong to down Michigan 82-71 Sunday in Iowa City. That win marks the first time Iowa has started off the Big Ten season with a 5-0 mark since the 1996-97 season. Coach Fran McCaffrey says they came out playing with the same intensity that they did in their previous win on the road and were really sharp.
Yes, we were, but I thought we softened a little bit, and I think that's got to be something we get corrected. You know, because all of a sudden you're up 11-0 and you look up and it's 24-22. And, you know, we just softened defensively because we got up 11-0 because, I mean, it looked like our offense was really crisp, which it was, but it was really a function of our defense.
He says the defense was important in the second half when Michigan started getting hot from the outside. Iowa got out-rebounded by the Wolverines 33-27, but the Hawkeyes had only four turnovers in that game.
You got to take care of the ball. You got to share it. You got to move it to the right person. And I think that's, you know, when you look at our team, that's the most beautiful thing. We move the ball and we share it.
Iowa's current 14-3 record is the best starting a start during McCaffrey's six-year tenure at the school. The players have been out of class for 6 weeks for Christmas break, and McCaffrey says that can sometimes be a worry, but they've done what they needed to do to stay sharp on the basketball court.
I mean, these guys are constantly in the practice gym. They're constantly coming in looking at film. They're getting an extra free throw shooting. And so we took advantage of that time.
Well, Jared Utoff led the Hawkeyes with 23 points, shooting 9 of 20 from the field. He scored in double figures in every game this season. Peter Jock had 16 points, Adam Woodbury had 12, and Dom Yule came off the bench to score 10. Yule says that's part of his role.
I mean, we just try to provide energy off the bench, you know, low scoring, rebounding, stuff like that.
He says you have to pay attention to the game and be ready when your chance comes. Yule's been playing more inside, and he says he's adjusted well to that.
I mean, I think it definitely helps my game, you know. I got to guard, like, different spots. And I still really, like, play the same way I played before, just at a different position.
Iowa's now won 11 consecutive Big Ten regular season games dating back to last year. That's the longest such streak since the 1969-70 conference season when they went 14-0. It was Iowa's 12th straight home win dating back to last year, the longest home court winning streak since the Hawkeyes won 20 straight home games at Carver-Hawkeye Arena from 2013 to 2015. Iowa will return to action January 21st on the road against at Rutgers. Well, Southern Illinois' Anthony Bean scored 26 points to help lead the Salukis to an 81-76 win Sunday over Drake to remain undefeated on the road. Bean's three-point play capped SIU's 9-0 run for a 37-29 lead late in the first half. Drake took its first lead of the second half at 61-59 on Reed Timmer's three-pointer with 9 minutes left, but Drake didn't hit another field goal until Timmer hit at the 3:20 mark. Leo Vincent added a dozen points for Southern Illinois. They're 16-3, 5-1 in the Valley. Timmer finished with 27 points for Drake. They're 5-13, 0-6 in the Valley, and they lost their 10th game over the last 11. Well, you can expect several more changes among the top five when the Associated Press men's basketball poll is released today. Fourth-ranked Michigan State was beaten again, an outcome that follows losses by top-ranked Kansas and number 3 Maryland last week. Ethan Happ scored the go-ahead basket from underneath the rim with 10 seconds left to lift Wisconsin past the Spartans 77-76. Also in the top 25, Marcus Kennedy had 13 points as number 10 SMU improved to 17-0 with a 60-45 stifling of Tulane. And Malik Beasley scored 5 of his 17 points in a 12-3 run that put Florida State ahead by 6 in the second half in a 55-54 upset of number 13 Virginia. Well, the AFC and NFC championship game matchups are now set. The Denver Broncos will be home against the New England Patriots, and the Carolina Panthers will host the Arizona Cardinals. The Broncos have advanced by rallying in the fourth quarter in a 23-16 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers led 13-12 with less than 10 minutes left when cornerback Bradley Roby punched the ball from Fitzgerald Toussaint's arms before teammate DeMarcus Ware recovered at the Denver 35. Peyton Manning led a methodical drive into the end zone as C.J. Anderson scored the go-ahead touchdown on a one-yard run before Demaryius Thomas caught the two-point conversion for a 20-13 lead with 3 minutes remaining. Pittsburgh's last opportunity to tie the game ended on Ware's sack of Ben Roethlisberger on the next drive. Brandon McManus iced the victory with his fifth field goal of the game, a 45-yarder with 53 seconds left. The 5 field goals tied an NFL playoff record. Manning was victimized by several drops, yet he was able to complete 21 of his 37 throws for 222 yards and no interceptions. Anderson finished with 72 yards on 15 carries. Roethlisberger threw for 339 yards, with Martavis Bryant grabbing 9 passes for 154 yards as the featured receiver in place of the injured Antonio Brown. The Broncos are in the AFC title game for the second time since 2005. They'd lost 3 of their previous 4 divisional playoff games. In Sunday's NFC divisional game, the Panthers carried a 31-0 lead into the second half before holding off the Seattle Seahawks 31-24. Carolina built its lead on 2 touchdown runs by Jonathan Stewart, a TD pass by Cam Newton, a pick 6 by Luke Kuechly, and a 48-yard field goal by Graham Gano. However, the Panthers couldn't move the ball in the second half, allowing the Seahawks to close the deficit. Russell Wilson threw 2 of his 3 touchdown passes to Jermaine Kearse before Steven Hauschka's 36-yard field goal got Seattle within a touchdown with a minute 12 remaining. The Seahawks' rally ended when the Panthers recovered the onside kick. Stewart finished with 106 yards rushing on 19 carries for the Panthers, including a 59-yard burst on the first play from scrimmage. Newton completed 16 of his 22 passes for 161 yards and no interceptions. Wilson's 2 interceptions led to 10 Carolina points. Kearse finished with 11 receptions for 110 yards, and Wilson was 31 of 48 for 366 yards. The Panthers are in the NFC title game for the fourth time and the first since 2005. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.